Now the last of this round of stories from the WNYC Radio Rookies. 18-year-old Judith Rudge is off to college next year and glad of it, because her years at LaGuardia High School were tough. She came to New York from Suriname at age 12, speaking Dutch, singing opera, and feeling like an outcast, until she found poetry.
On the number 2 train, breathing in all New York City's dirty air. People staring at this page, willing it to tear, my breath haggard from looking at colleges. My legs screaming from racing down cross-country grass passages, my brain hollering from laziness, weariness, maybe craziness, and this is the part I don't get. My throat hurts from being too in love. I wrote a lot of my poetry on the train. The train was the only private place I had. I was living in my head because everywhere else I was an outcast.
Miscommunication.
That's Oni, my best friend. My only friend in high school. The others deserted me. Even one of my favorite people, Arinze.
We tried to talk about it, but it never worked out. So then from that, we went our separate ways.
In my sophomore year, people started saying I acted like a whore, spoke badly about people, the general high school rumor business.
And I didn't quite understand why there was so much animosity towards me. Do you have any? Can you tell me?
I still don't really understand.
I cried at home in my bathroom. Afraid to let my mother see my tears.
You said you wanted to switch schools because people didn't like you and that kind of stuff.
Once I auditioned for a show put on by a black club at LaGuardia, when the club's president said I shouldn't participate because Dutch is not a black language, I had to hold back anger. To be honest, I think if I had a gun, I might have used it. But instead, I wrote a poem. The status of your thoughts run no deeper than a kiddie pool if you fool yourself into these mental games in which you claim that black is a country, a continent, a language, a heritage.
Oh gosh, I'm missing it.
As a child in Suriname, I danced insanely when it rained, laughed boisterously at mosquitoes. I rode my bike up and out of pothole after pothole, reminders of the seasonal rains. I read mystery books in my seashell-covered backyard, hoping that the winds would be strong enough to fling a newly ripe mango in my direction. In utter happiness, I'd lift my head up high and sing my heart out. My mom was my captive audience.
She used to give shows. They used to put on sheets and tie themselves, like making some kind of gown or some kind of costume. I don't know what it was.
I wanted to be an opera singer. Then I moved to the Bronx. I wondered why the snow at the edges of the streets were so dirty. Snow wasn't supposed to be dirty. Ik zal wegknippen wat ik niet wilt, net als mijn nagels, net als mijn. The school had no ESL classes for Dutch-speaking students, so I was put into a special education class. I remember walking through the icy streets of New York City and a friend saying, "Dang, it's brick out here." I just nod my head, pretending to understand that brick means cold. I will cut away what I don't want, just like my nails, just like my hair. I'm on a dangerous road, history I cannot remember. I am Surinamese. In junior high, I sang solos in a school chorus. My friends pestered me, "Why don't you sing the gospel songs?" They wanted me to sing R&B. Sometimes I did wish I sounded more like Monica.
I just can't keep on going. I'm falling in love with you. I need to know if you want me.
I still wanted to become an opera singer. But when things started to fall apart in high school, opera wasn't enough. My grades took a dive.
You had a tendency not to be there.
That's my old creative writing teacher, Miss K.
And you thought I didn't like you because you weren't there. I really liked your work, and I wanted you to work on it even more.
I did finally start working on it, but not in that class. I met hip-hop.
This is Travis, a.k.a. DJ Graphite, a.k.a.
Travis and
DJ
I would sit at Riverside Park, stare at the coast of New Jersey, and lose count of the ducks that would pass, and we just listen to music. Travis would make me mixtapes and then quiz me about them the next day. It was like a bootleg creative writing class. Abomatomically, Socrates' philosophies and high prophecies. Can't define why I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. That line was so good. Travis taught me how to listen. And then we just write. conquering that last mile. Over the moist grass mossed between my brain cells, I feel my chest wheezing. Gasping for vacation inspirations while rethinking my dedication, I think my suitcase is packed too tight. I was still angry, but I didn't need a gun. All I needed was a pen. I could define myself, and now people listen to me. Molly Poland was in my creative writing class.
There's one poem that I actually went home and told my mother about because I liked it so much, about saying, like, black is not a country.
Yeah.
That one, that was just amazing.
Please welcome back to this stage, Judith!
Now, I do a lot of boisterous speaking at slam venues all over the city.
Even on divine evenings, my thoughts pass the rhythms of my chest heaving. Reflect through the shine of time, so my thoughts feel like they're breathing, and then comes reality.
I'm practicing for the Teen Poetry Slam. I'm practicing for the Providence Slam. I'm practicing for the Bar 13 Slam. If you don't know what a slam is a big poets competition where you have five people in the audience and they're all judging our poems by a score of 1 to 10.
And that gives us a total of?
And I'm a finalist for the Providence Slam.
7.5. We applaud the poet here.
Where is the shirt that matches to my pants? And why is it hiding from me today?
I've been singing opera all my life, but for the first time I feel my voice.
And why is it hiding from me today?
It's not the voice of a high school girl. It's not the voice of an immigrant. It's not the voice of Hunts Point. It's not the voice of a black girl. It's just my voice. Tonight I can write a single line that rhymes longer than the Nile and still defy grammatical errors. Tonight I can write with the blood of my ancestors, flushing their richness down my mind, uniting their life forces forever. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Judith Rudge.
WNYC's Radio Rookies learn to report and produce stories in workshops around the city. This one was held at a community center called The Point in the Bronx neighborhood of Hunts Point. Radio Rookies is made possible by a grant from the Open Society Institute. The producer is Marianne McCune. The project coordinator is Serena Patel. The engineer is Wayne Schulmeister. The editor is Kevin Beasley. The executive editor is Mark McDonald. Learn more about the Rookies at WNYC.org and click on Open Mic to talk about their stories.